Due to circumstances beyond our control, neither President Truman nor Governor Dewey would buy this time, so you're just stuck with me.
Oh, waiter.
Yes, sir?
I'll have some Long Island duck, some broccoli with hollandaise sauce, and a cold bottle of Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Yes, sir. Finest beer served anywhere.
At Blue Ribbon, finest beer served anywhere, proudly presents
the Eddie Cantor at Blue Ribbon Show.
With our weekly guests, Dinah Shore, Burt Gordon, the Mad Russian, Billy Burke, the Sportsman, Cookie Fairchild's Orchestra, yours truly, Harry Von Zell, and starring your man Friday, Eddie Cantor.
Thank you very much. Harry Von Zell.
Yes, Eddie.
Since Jan Pierce, the opera singer, was on the program last week, I'm not the same. I want to sing the better things, the things that are real, the things that come from the heart. Mr. Fairchild, if you please.
Hair of gold, eyes of blue, lips like cherry wine. The prettiest gal I ever knew, and I'm gonna make her mine. Every song today that's famous, every song that makes the grade. You can bet a ton this number one on the old Doc Hit Parade.
Oh, hair of gold, eyes of blue, simple in his cheek.
With songs like these, here's what I'll do, gonna change my name to Zeke. For the screen I made a western, sang a cowboy song of course. The director burned cause my head was turned to the wrong end of the horse.
Oh, hair of gold, eyes of blue, birdie melody.
I love it so much I'll sing it again and I'll try a higher key. Oh, 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 oh. Hair of gold, eyes of blue, lips like cherry wine. The prettiest gal I ever knew and I'm
things indeed.
Yes.
Say, Eddie,
yeah.
Did you hear President Truman on the air last night?
No, Harry.
Oh, gee, he certainly seems confident the Democrats will be around for another 4 years.
Well, if they are, it's going to embarrass a fellow I know in Glendale. 16 years ago, he said he'd let his beard grow until the Republicans got back into office.
He's still in Glendale?
Yeah, but his beard is lopping over into Pomona.
Probably made one of those silly election bets, huh?
Well, I've made a few of them myself, Harry.
You have?
Once I lost an election bet and I had to walk down Hollywood Boulevard dressed as a woman.
No.
You should have seen me, Harry. I wore a red dress, a brown belt, and gold ballerina slippers. Yeah.
Hey, wait a minute.
What?
Were you wearing a pearl necklace and a brown hat with a red feather?
Oh, yes, that's right.
Give me back my fraternity pin, Gladys.
But, Harry, you... Harry, tell me, have you decided yet whether you're going to vote for Truman or Dewey?
No, Eddie, frankly, I haven't. I like both of them because of their fine senses of humor.
Yeah?
You know, they're both kidding, kidding. You know something? Last week, when I was with Dinah Shore and George Montgomery, we were watching Dewey on their television set. I really had to laugh.
Why? Was his speech that funny?
No, I was sitting so close to the screen, his mustache tickled me.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Gosh, you know, I love the little baby that George and Dinah have. Oh, Dinah.
Yes, Eddie.
Hey, Dinah, we were just talking about the election. Did George tell you who he's going to vote for?
No, it's kind of tough to pin him down. He won't tell me who he's for, and I won't tell him who I'm for.
Oh, Dinah, what about your baby?
Oh, she's tough to pin down, too.
Oh, I didn't mean that. Dinah, you live in Jack Benny's neighborhood.
That's
I suppose you and George will be voting at his house?
Oh, I don't think so, Eddie.
Why?
Well, it's more the voting machine in his house, and I think Mr. Benny's been tampering with it.
No.
Yeah, no matter how many times you pull the lever for Truman and Barkley or Dewey and Warren...
Yes?
It always comes out Speed Riggs and F.E. Boone.
Oh.
right. I'm glad you're here. I was about to show Eddie all this fan mail's been coming in.
Oh, really?
More requests for the old nostalgic songs you both have been singing on the program.
Well, Harry, I guess everybody loves those songs because they make you think of that gay, carefree, colorful period, the gay 90s.
Eddie, how did you find life in the 90s?
I looked up and there it was. Well, Dinah, I was just a little kid. I didn't have much, but I was so big-hearted.
Big-hearted?
Yes, Harry. I remember one day, all I brought to school for lunch was an apple.
Oh.
And, Harry, would you believe me if I told you I gave the apple to the teacher?
Eddie, I'd believe you if you told me you gave the apple to Eve.
Oh, oh, stop. Listen, folks, instead of just talking about that colorful era of the horse car, hoop skirts, and handlebar mustaches, we're going to turn back the clock and present our cavalcade of the gay 90s.
Those were wonderful days, tra-la-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la. Oh, those were wonderful days.
Yes, those were wonderful days, the gay 90s, when romance bloomed in gaslit parlors. We now look in on a bashful beau, a-courting his lady love.
Good evening, Daisy.
Good evening, Edward. What is that you're carrying under your arm?
Oh, shucks. Here, it's a box of your favorite candy. Cream centers with chocolate covers.
Oh, I can hardly wait to get to those cream centers.
You won't have to wait long. I ate the chocolate covers.
Well, wait a minute and I'll open it up. Edward. Edward, this box is empty.
Yeah, I couldn't wait to get to those cream centers, too.
Well, now, why did you come here with an empty box?
Maybe your mother's got some cookies I could take home.
Mother didn't make any cookies.
You got any fudge? Any scraps in the kitchen?
No, I haven't. But look, Edward, here in the parlor, I have a nice couch.
Oh, shucks, I could never get that in a box.
Oh, Edward, now don't be so bashful. Let's sit here on the couch. Come on.
The two of us?
Mm-hmm.
Sitting on the same couch? Oh, gosh.
Now, I'll move a little closer. Closer. Oh, Edward, your arms are so strong, so powerful.
So don't try to move close. I can hold you off like this all night.
Really, you're so backwards.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. At 16, I got my first kiss and smoked my first cigarette.
Who did you kiss?
Who knows the smoke got in my eyes?
Edward, tell me, how will we get along after we're married? I mean, well, do you have anything in the bank?
Oh, sure.
What?
A note saying I owed him $400. Daisy, if we're going to get married, I'd better talk to your father.
Oh, no. No, Edward. Oh. If father hears he's going to lose his darling daughter, it might be too much of a shock.
Oh.
Why don't we just elope, you and me, and you put a ladder up to my window?
No, I'd better talk to your father anyway. Where is he?
He's outside building the ladder.
Yes, and there were stirring elections, too, in the 90s. Let's take the campaign for president between Grover Cleveland and James G. Blaine. Here are two registrars counting the election returns.
Grover Cleveland, 12.
Cleveland, 12.
James G. Blaine, 7.
Blaine, 7.
Jack Benny, 39. Cleveland, 26.
Cleveland, 26.
James G. Blaine, 24.
Blaine, 24.
Cleveland, 8.
Boston, 6.
Now, here's a beauty. James G. Blaine, 31. Grover Cleveland, 32.
Hatch Blue Ribbon, 33. Now it's getting exciting.
Yeah, but you wait and see. Grover Cleveland is a hot favorite.
Yeah, but Blue Ribbon is ice cold, and that's why it's the choice of every voter. A real Blue Ribbon candidate.
Look at the band coming down the street, and listen to what they're singing.
Come on and cast your vote for Pat Blue Ribbon beer. Our candidate says, quote, and pure and sparkling clear, all 33 fine brews. My record will be known, I truly blend it, blend it, unquote.
Hey! You hear it everywhere, finest beer served everywhere, 33 fine.
we continue with Eddie Cantor's Cavalcade of the Gay 90s.
Those were wonderful days. La 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 la. La 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 la.
Eager to strike it rich, many a hardy prospector of the gay 90s trekked to Alaska in 1898, the year of
the gold rush.
Howdy, stranger. My handle is two-gun gold nugget Hopalong Cantor.
My handle is Digger Bonzel.
That's a mighty small handle for such a big pot. Just look at it. Part of it is lopping over into Pomona.
What is that federal badge there on your chest?
I'm working for the United States government. After I stake this claim for Uncle Sam, I'm going to bring over a crew of Englishmen and give them shovels.
Why Englishmen?
They'll be borrowing this gold later on. They may as well help dig it up.
One of America's most popular places for romance has long been New York's Central Park. In the gay 90s, young lovers in this park were frequently annoyed by a new menace, the traveling photographer.
Hold it, Porter. Hold it, Porter. Hold it, Porter, please. You love Buzz and Tony taking a picture.
We don't want our picture taken.
We want to be alone.
Oh, sure, sure. I want to be alone, too, but I got a 15 of kids. Yesterday, I got a two more.
Two more?
Yeah, I'm the Tony that has the twins. Please, lady, how about a picture, eh?
Now, photographer, listen, don't bother my girl. If you must take a picture, just take one of me alone.
You alone? Sorry, I don't take a group of pictures.
Oh, he's not so big.
He ain't, eh? If he was a piece of property, I would like to have his frontage. Now, hold it up, pose. Pull, pull, click, click. That's all. Yeah, I got
wait,
it.
You took the picture?
Yeah, 1 minute. You got a snapshot, sir. Yes. Then I go home and I take care of my twins. Oh, those are twins. Just the same. They look so much alike. Sometimes it's so hard to tell them apart.
How do you tell them apart?
One is a little boy and one is a little girl. Here's your pitch. Oh, what a pitch. You look so happy.
Oh, well, we've been going together for 3 years.
Oh, that's a nice.
Yes. Next week, we're going to be engaged.
Oh, that's just so sweet.
And in December, we're going to be married.
Ah, now you're going to spoil the whole thing.
To further enhance her glorious beauty, the lovely Anna Hell took her famous milk bath in the gay 90s. Throughout the country, women began following her lead.
Hello? Anna Hell speaking.
Miss Hell, this is Mrs. Jones. I want to be as beautiful as you, so I'm taking a milk bath. Now tell me this.
What?
How do I get out of the bottle?
In the 90s, the first typewriters made their appearance in American business offices. It was in this period that women began replacing men as secretaries.
Did you call me Mr. Frisbee?
Yes, Miss Burke. Well, don't just stand there. Why don't you come in?
Well, I can't get my bustle through the door.
Bustle? Leave your bustle in the hall.
I can't. My typewriter's in it.
Oh, well, come in and take a letter.
Where can I take it?
You take it right here.
Oh, but if it's right here, why bother?
Yeah, Miss Burke, will you please sit down and stop looking at the clock? You just got here.
Oh, I left a turkey in the oven. I wonder if it's ready yet.
Forget the turkey and stop looking at the clock. Why don't you look at me?
I am. That's what reminded me of the turkey.
Stop the turkey.
Oh, thank you. I'll be back in an hour.
Wait a minute. Sit down at that typewriter and take a letter.
I
must be a blooming idiot.
I've got that. You want to sign it?
No! No, I wasn't ready. Now, here's a letter. 3G Clothing Company, 12 East 14th Street, New York, New York. Gentlemen. Now, Miss Burke, where are you?
Right here. Yahoo!
No! I mean, what have you got on the typewriter?
My lunch.
No! Your lunch. Curse that employment office. Why do they keep sending me scatterbrained women? Oh, when are all these women going to stop running around my office?
As soon as you stop chasing them.
You're fired.
Oh, my goose is cooked. My turkey's burnt.
Get out of here. Goodbye. Get out of this office.
One of the most popular figures of the gay 90s was known as Dr. Cure-All. Dr. Cureall was a medicine man who traveled through the countryside peddling his famous Indian remedies to cure all ills. In the public square, curious villagers gathered to hear him cry,
"How do you do?" Say, Dr. Cureall.
Yes, speak up, son. Talk to me, talk to me.
You're on board. Talk to talk.
What's that bottle you're selling?
This, my friend, is my amazing mumbo-jumbo. 3-day reducing cream. I tried myself, and on the first day I lost 5 pounds. The second day I lost 10 pounds.
What happened the third day?
My pants fell. Dear people, for this wonderful cream, I am not asking the outrageous price of 75 cents. I'm not even asking 50 cents.
What are you asking?
A buck and a half.
What other fabulous remedies have you, Dr. Cureall?
For smooth complexion, here is my famous mixture of Indian beauty ashes. Every night I am putting these ashes on my wife's face and rubbing them in with mine hands.
Doesn't that ruin her face?
Sure, but look how smooth it makes mine hands.
Is Dr. Cureall health tonic any good?
Any good? Oh. I gave this health tonic, this health tonic to a multi-millionaire.
Yeah?
And it worked a miracle.
It did?
Yeah, I married his widow.
Yeah. Dr. Cureall, what have you got for rheumatism?
My famous magic potion. This potion cures rheumatism, somnambulism, and astigmatism. It cures every ism but one ism.
What ism is that?
Squismism.
Yeah. Why, there's no such thing as squismism.
Then it cures everything.
Dr. Cureall, what's in this weird-looking bottle marked Shangri-La?
Ah, that is my miraculous rejuvenation water. This water comes from the Fountain of Youth, which I personally discovered.
Now, wait a minute. It was Ponce de Leon who discovered the Fountain of Youth?
Let me rephrase the lie. Yeah. I discovered Ponce de Leon.
Wait a minute. Ponce de Leon died over 400 years ago.
Let me rephrase the rephrasal.
Yep.
You see, this water comes from an old Indian witch doctor, from which witch doctor I stole it.
Yep. Oh, brainless one. Tell us of its magic youth-restoring power.
Friends, 50 years ago, a 50-year-old man drank this water. And today, that man is 100 years old.
I'd like to see him.
You can't. He's been dead for 50 years.
Dr. Cureall, haven't you ever helped anybody?
I can answer that with a positive maybe.
Yeah.
Once a woman came to me who was suffering from hallucinations. Oh, was I worried.
You were afraid you couldn't cure her hallucination?
I was afraid I couldn't pronounce it.
What about her hallucinations?
Her past was a complete blank.
Yes.
In psychoanalyzing this woman, I told her to close her eyes.
And you looked into her past?
No, I looked into her pocketbook. Yeah.
Well, what happened?
30 days got September, April, June, and November. All the rest got 31... Except me. I got 6 months.
You deserve it.
I still have a warm glow just thinking of all the things that happened in the gay 90s.
Yes, Dinah, and one thing in particular I know you would have liked. Those wonderful Saturday night socials.
What were they like?
Oh, they were just wonderful. Fellas and girls gathered around a piano, singing tunes that are almost a memory.
A whole batch of new popcorn.
Oh, hey, Charlie, stop grabbing.
Say, boys, remember, ladies first.
I got mine.
Hey, Eddie, how's about a little ragtime song?
Yeah. Oh, please, Eddie, sing the one you did on the trolley going to Coney Island last week.
Anything for you, Dinah.
By the sea, by the sea, by the beautiful sea, you and I, oh, how happy we'll be. When each wave comes a-rolling in, we will duck or swim, and we'll float and fool around the water, over and under, and then a prayer. Ma is rich, Ma is rich, so now what do we care? I love to be beside you, side beside the sea, beside the seaside, by the beautiful sea.
Yes, sir, I always say Caruso may be a great singer, but R. Eddie is better still.
Better still?
Put an egg in your shoe and beat it, kid.
That Eddie is a regular chicken inspector.
Hey, she only says that because she considers Eddie her S-T-E-A-D-Y.
Dinah, because when she sings, she makes Lillian Russell and Maggie Klein and Fritzy Chef sound like amateurs. Show 'em, Dinah. Go ahead, huh?
Meet me tonight in dreamland under the
stuff, but let's have another one from you, Ed.
I've got popcorn in my mouth.
Yeah, well, leave it in. You sound better that way.
I want a girl just like the girl that married your old dad. She was a pal and the only girl that daddy ever had.
A good old-fashioned girl with heart so true. One who loves nobody else but you.
I'm singing, I want a girl just like the girl that
married dear old dad.
That new songwriter called Gus Edwards?
Oh, sure. He wrote School Days.
That's right.
Sunbonnet,
yeah, his latest is By the Light of the Silvery Moon.
Oh, that's right, Edward. And it's just wonderful.
Wonderful? If that song ain't a hit, I'll kiss a monkey's uncle.
Hello, monkey.
Hello, uncle.
Oh, 23 skidoo, both of you.
Quiet. Dinah's going to sing Gus Edwards' latest. Listen, everybody. Listen.
Bye. The light of the silvery moon. I what a fool to my honey I'll croon. Love to honey moon. Keep a shine.
Honey, I could stay here and listen to you sing all night.
Maybe you young whippersnappers can, but I'd like to go to sleep. It's almost 10 o'clock.
Yeah, 10 o'clock? Where did this night go to?
Let's get going.
Where's my hat?
Look, just one more before we go, huh, Dinah?
Put on your old gray bonnet with the blue ribbons on it while I hitch old Dobbin to the shay. Let's take a ride through the fields of clover. We will ride to Dover on our golden wedding day.
Come on, everybody.
Put on your old gray bonnet with the blue ribbons on it. I hitch old Dobbin to the shay. And through the fields of clover we will ride to Dover on our golden wedding day. Yeah. Good night, ladies.
I take you home?
Yes, Edward, but you must leave me on the stoop.
Oh.
Night.
Good night, Frankie.
Good night, Melissa.
Good night, Alan.
Good night, George.
Good night, Harry.
Good night, Gwen.
Good night.
Good night, Betty.
Good night.
Good night.
Just a word to our friends in the Veterans Administration hospitals up in San Francisco, Oakland, and Livermore. Dine and I are leaving tonight. We'll see you boys on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Ladies and gentlemen, Bert Gordon, the Mad Russian, Billy Burke, Harry Von Zell, Cookie Fairchild, the Sportsman, and our weekly guest, Dinah Shaw, will be with us again next Friday. In the meantime, remember, I love to spend each Friday with you. Past friend to friend, I'm sorry it's true. I'm telling you just how I feel. I hope you feel that way too. Let's make a date for next Friday night. I'm here to state, will be my delight. To sing again, the things you want me to. I love to spend Friday with you. Good night, everybody. Good night, Ida.